Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, and thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you. And I am consistently praying that you are ever more inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm so grateful that you care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are. I'm so grateful that you're going into a place and space of stillness more frequently, quiet, more intensely, centering yourself in the reality of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in that place and space where we have to kind of tune out so much of the foolishness, so much of the news, so much of the war, so much of all of that, so that you find and you keep your footing upon the path of everlasting life. We're in a place and space where we realize that there is and has been always war going on with these people. What the hell is up with them to think that they can launch missiles and launch agendas against anybody and then be able to survive it? And so as we are witnessing the shifting of the powers of the world, coming to a point in place where you are having to make a decision as to whether you will be empowered or whether you will continue to work against yourself every time you put a fork to your mouth. A good look at yourself and realize, dang, how did you get here? You understand? And what you gonna do about it? You are in a place and space where you have opportunity to really make a full commitment to exerting and exalting a full effort in your living so that the rest of your living is not a dying. The rest of your living is a remembering, a reorientation. The rest of your living is your qualifying for continuance in existence as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Jah, Jehovah, whatever you want to refer to it as, you can't not even begin to call on anything or anybody that has more power in your life than you do. More power in your life than your own word. More power in your life than your own declarations. More power in your life than your own decrees. More power in your life than how you use your voice, how you use your thought, how you center yourself, how much faith we have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is absolute law that governs our being. And when we are out of alignment and attunement with it, that's when we suffer. That's when there's so much pain. That's when there's so much depression and this and that. And when you're poisoned in your bloodstream with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame, sugar, all of this stuff, then know that you cannot really even think the greatest thought because you have not thought to honor yourself. You haven't thought to really reverence and worship the gift that you've been given that is your life. You've yet to come to a point and place where you're no nonsense, no compromise about standing on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come to ensure the progression of the ones through whom you've come, to ensure the progression of the ones who've come through you, to forgive yourself for those ones that you didn't allow to come through, and forgive yourself for poisoning the ones that are with you. And for all of the conversations that we're having about our responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly when we have been warred against and under siege for generations. And to know that this time is one of the most powerful times of our lives because there are so many ones knocking, asking, seeking, awakening, rising, caring, committing, recommitting, clearing, cleansing, purifying, consecrating, consciously caring to be centered, consciously harmonizing with the exalted realms, the administering intelligences, to realize that there are other beings that are concerned about how we be here on this planet, because this planet is very reverenced and worshipped within the cosmic galaxy in which she is. She has been appropriated for the training of embryonic gods and goddesses, and now she's been turned into a tomb for all the life she brings forth. And there's no way to survive it if we do not have a commitment to living, if we do not have a commitment to thriving, if we do not have a commitment to the law that is love. And the fulfillment of love is honoring the gift, honoring, treasuring, cherishing, caring, consciously, committing, courageously, intensely, intentionally, releasing, calling the truth of who you are. You're not an addict. You understand? People who keep saying, I'm an alcoholic, I'm an addict, I'm a this, I'm a that. No, the I am that you are has an inherent integrity as to who and what it already is, as the personification of the Creator's presence that is your gift. And you have many who will claim it and call it, but then the integrity is missing in terms of what is actually charged upon the blood. And our knowing that there is absolute law that governs our being is important for where we are in this now moment, that we should not be killing. We should not be supporting the killing. We should not be advocating and standing on behalf of other beings not having the right to their lives. We should be in a place where we are consciously caring to ask for the forgiveness for our participation in feeding off the flesh of dead animals. And those who are working in the slaughterhouses and those who drive those bodies, those animals to slaughter and whatnot. I'm just saying is that there are no ones upon the planet who are here to do anything other than exalt living, exalt life, reverence, worship that which is the gift, because everybody has it. Everybody is it. Everybody is blessed with the intelligence of existence, and that intelligence sees through every eye. And because the churches have supported the violation of these creatures, because there has been so many hundreds of years of animal sacrifice to appease, I don't know what God they were talking about. What God do you think it wants you to sacrifice the flesh of a dead animal, to spill its blood, when we were told not to kill? And so I'm saying that in our now moment, we cannot continue to practice that which has already proven itself to be completely insane. It's insanity to think that you can thrive killing, that millions and millions of dollars are appropriated towards the machinery to kill. When we were given the intelligence with which to cooperate, we were given language and the capacity to interpret languages and whatnot so that we could create global cooperation for the benefit of the globe, for the benefit of the world, for the benefit of the earth, for the benefit of every order of being. Why is that so hard for these ones who want to be considered intelligent ones, who want to be government, to realize how to align themselves with that which is the insurance of their prosperity? The insurance of their greatness. But there's no greatness that you can have when you're murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers. There's no greatness that you can really walk in when you allow your body, your blood, to be contaminated and violated with all kinds of garbage. And for garbage to be so readily available to us that this government and the business sector supports the poisoning of everything and everybody. Then know that the people, we the people, have the responsibility to turn to that which is life itself, to realize the power that we have to speak life, the power that we have to create increase of that which is substance, to really understand the power that we have as intelligences of existence that are immersed in nothing but intelligence of existence, and that intelligence that is all around us will take shape and form based upon what it is we see, what it is we say, and how valuable we care to be an enhancement to the whole of existence itself, to be in love, to be in harmony with it. You understand? So there are keys and there are codes and there are clues for us. But you have to be open. You have to care to have absolute truth. That's your filter. The absolute truth of the divinity of who you already are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, the absolute truth of where you are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, what you are purposed to do in the exaltation and the harmonization in being in integrity with the personification of deity that is your truth. When you say, I am here to remind us that we are being called to rise. I am here to remind us that we are being called to respond correctly in the exhaustion of a full effort to live and to be cleared and cleansed of our violations, to be forgiving ourselves and forgiving all else so that our hearts are opened up and we are able to accept more of the blessedness of our being in how we are navigating this realm so that we are guaranteed continuance in existence after being under the auspices of those who are being disqualified for continuance in existence because they have no reverence, they have no respect, they have no obeyance and obedience to the law that is life that ensures their continuance in existence. They have been in violation for generations in the progression of error. And for us to think that we can follow these ones and be all right, these ones have not set the precedent for your life. They've set the precedent for your death. They've set the precedent for your sickness, your illness, your disease, your despair, your depression, your discontent, your dissatisfaction, your disenfranchisement. That's what they set the precedent for. So why are we following these ones? And so we have to divest from the corporate deities of death. We cannot continue to invest in that which is undermining you. You cannot continue to hold these ones accountable and responsible for being wicked when you have participated in the wickedness and poisoning yourself. We can't call these ones guilty and offensive for their criminality if you are criminal in feeding off the carcasses of dead animals, and then you don't see that there's anything wrong with that. When you were told to love God, love this absolute and supreme intelligence that gives you life, that beats your heart and breathes you with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, but then you want to give lip service to it, but then you want to chew with the flesh of other people, other beings. And then you want to be respected as intelligent people. I'm saying they can't respect you as intelligent people. And the frequency is, well, if they're going to be killing themselves, we might as well profit off of it. We might as well get some money from it. They're going to get the alcohol. They're going to do their little Debbie snack cakes. They're going to eat all of this stuff. So we might as well give it to them. And I'm saying that nobody is on the planet to do anything other than exalt life. And everybody is perfectly and divinely designed. Every body needs cleansing. Every spirit has emanated from another realm and has come into this realm of eternity from another realm through the sacred fluid of their mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of their fathers. And these ones want to be in a place where they act as if they have the right to destroy, to desecrate, to use this as the evidence of their dominion. And I'm saying we were to have dominion over ourselves, over our faculties, over our minds, our hearts, our appetites. We were not to have dominion that meant that you had the right to slaughter other ones. All of our Aboriginal families, our indigenous families, the millions that were on this continent before these ones came and moved everybody out, killed everybody, spilled all of this blood, turned over the whole ecological balance of the place, killed all of these animals so that they can graze their freaking cows, created all of this alcohol, all of this sugar, had us and our ancestors as Africans and whatnot to build the place up, and then gave the land to people who did not invest a freaking thing in it. Stacked the whole deck against us. Act as if we're inferior, that we're less than human. And those ones still think that even though they have benefited from the intellectual property of Africans and African Americans, from the music to all of what our contributions have been. And I'm saying that at this particular point, the greatest contribution that we can make is to raise up as the children of God.
to be in a place and space where we will no longer support those companies and those businesses that undermine our children, that we will take responsibility for setting a better precedent for the continuation of our lineages. And if we do not have that quality of thought, if we do not have that quality of care, if we do not think that that is our responsibility, and you want to continue to kill yourself, then be happy dying and leave the freaking doctors alone. But to have institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation as to what life is, and all they did was support us in dying. Living lies, not showing up. Now you have these ones, they're so busy, they allow the tablets and the phones and all of the technology to babysit their children, and then have no idea as to what the children are actually seeing and what they're listening to and what they're dealing with. We're in an hour moment where we have to really take some time on a daily basis to center ourselves in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We have to take some time to affirm and declare and decree that I am this point of your absolute and supreme intelligence, O cosmic I am. I thank you that I'm completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that I am a clearer, cleaner vehicle and vessel for the expression of your love that is so needed in our now moment. The greatest gift that we can give is standing in harmony with life itself, because the whole point here has been divisiveness. These people have been divisive the entire time, from the warring throughout Europe, with the Asians warring against each other, with all of that. And now we're having to come to a point and place where we realize that the will of existence and that which is animating everything and everybody is calling everybody to attend to love. And for those who fail to care, those who fail to obey, those who fail to honor and treasure and cherish the gift that they've been given, could never possibly experience the fullness of the wealth and the truth of the richness of their inheritance as heirs to the kingdom of God. We can talk. We can have all of the podcasts, all of the programs and whatnot, but then when you hear the truth, all you want to do is have a good show. You want to have a good program, but then you don't want to internalize the truth of what you've heard. The call for your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purification. And in order to reverse the issues that have crystallized in the tissue, the body needs cleansing. The blood needs cleansing. And it's not something that you can do in a 14-day detox, a 30-day fast. You have to be about the business of your Creator on a daily basis. You have to be about the business of exalting life on a daily basis. You have to be about the business of reclaiming your walk upon the path of eternal life on a daily basis. You have to care to love on a daily basis. You have to care to forgive on a daily basis. We can't be holding all of this resentment and anger and fixation and all of this against anybody else and not suffer within ourselves, because there is only one self. And what we do unto others will be done unto you. What we've done unto these animals is being done to the people. The trillions of animals that are being killed for food is really the cause of all of the disease of the people. And even though those who have changed their diet and stopped eating the meat, they did not necessarily get all of the nitrates and nitrites out of the system. They did not necessarily stop with the BHA and the BHT and the pesticides, the herbicides, the antibiotics, the hormones, the tobacco residues, the marijuana residues, the alcohol residues, and all of the other chemicals that have modified our behavior. And for us to have access to this stuff is the reality of a system that is in the progression of error. And so we are in a place and space where women, The divine feminine that is in every man has to be liberated, because in order for this garbage to go on, it has been as a result of the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the bastardization of the intelligence of what it is to be men, the progenitor of lineages, and what it is to be wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, to have us in a place where we're co-conspiring with our own oppression. And so at some point, you know, you gotta really care to do what is in your best interest, because if you don't, I can guarantee you that you'll come to a point where you will not have the support to heal. So when you push the envelope so far that now you can't get up and down off the floor, you can't get in and out the tub, you need help. But then the ones that you are calling for help, who have been licensed, certified, and degreed, don't know how to really help you heal, because they do not facilitate the cleansing. They can administer your medication. They can continue to do your scrambled eggs and turkey bacon instead of the pork bacon. They can give you an alternative to the garbage that you grew up with that made you sick in the first place. But most of these people have not done what they need to do for themselves to know how to really help you to your healing. And many of these ones have no faith in God to know that God will heal you. But God is the law of cleansing. God is the law of ordering. God is the law of realigning. God is the law of remembering the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, and the order of your being. And so at this particular point in time, yes, I am the one who is reminding us that we are being warred against, that we've got bombs of artificial colors, artificial flavors in the Doritos, in the Takis, in the stuff that you're giving your children, those ones who grew up on Kool-Aid and Cap'n Crunch and all of the breakfast cereals full of colors, full of additives and whatnot. That stuff is still in your tissues, and that's what the body is isolating and creating cysts and tumors and boils and all of the psoriasis and the eczema and all of this stuff. And I'm saying to you, you can be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, resurrected, and made whole in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That's a much greater thing than just affirming I'm Christian. That's a much greater thing than just affirming I'm Muslim. That's a much greater thing than just affirming I'm Hebrew. That's a much greater thing than just affirming I'm an alcoholic. It's a much greater thing than saying I'm an addict. It's a much greater thing than being an employee of Coca-Cola and Burger King and McDonald's and all of these ones. It's a much greater thing to remember the truth of your being. It said to know the truth, and the truth would make you free. That's your filter, because there's so many ones saying so many things, but the truth is that there are no forces and no bosses that have greater influence and impact on you than you and what you claim for yourself. And you can be as delusional as you want to be, because that's what they've created, a system of delusion to make us think that we do not have any duty, obligation, and responsibility unto that which beats our heart and breathes us. That our duty and obligation and responsibility is to a system that enslaves us. That we don't have any duty, obligation, and responsibility to the lineages through whom we've come. That our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to those who pay our paychecks. That we don't have any duty, obligation, and responsibility to exert and exalt a full effort. That we have the right to be sinful. We have the right to our free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust that we care to cultivate. And I'm saying that's the world, but that is not life. That's the way of death. That's that broad way that everybody's on, but that's a socialization. That is not the will of existence. That is not the will of our creator, that we are inebriated, intoxicated, violated, obese, hypertensive, diseased, despaired, disenfranchised, discontent, dissatisfaction. That's not what the Creator, our Source, wants for us. It has given us every freaking thing. And we're throwing ourselves away. Everything we were provided. Without having to whore for it. Without having to be enslaved for it. But you're paying for death. You're paying for oppression. You're paying for all of the waste that has accumulated in your system. You paid for that. And that's causing your pain. Your pain. And so I'm saying to you, in this now moment, check yourself. What you living for? What really matters to you? Look at your children. Are they happy? Are they well adjusted? Because the public school system has special needs classes with children who are teenagers who can't walk, can't talk, feeding them with feeding tubes full of flesh and flour and stuff. They can't even breathe, but they have nurses and doctors, but they're being shipped for a babysitter in the public school system. We cannot continue to undermine the lineages. We cannot continue to poison these children and think that you have a right to your life. We're in the now moment where you have to care to rise. And womanhood, sisterhood, the divine feminine, it's our time to be the real warriors in this now moment. And we do not have to take up guns and bombs and stuff, but we do have to stop supporting the corporate deities of death. The meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, tobacco, and all of these ones that have been poisoning us for generations, so that you can rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle, I am so grateful that you exercised your personal degrees of freedom to be with me in the middle of the night and in the early evening, depending on where you are, and in the later evening, depending on where you are. And I'd like to thank those who are listening from other places. We've got listeners in Moscow, Germany, Finland, Australia, so it's later there, in addition to being in the States and the West Coast. Hopefully we are ready to turn this thing out, because we are in that day in timelessness where it should matter to us that we show up on behalf of the eternal order. I'm so grateful for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, and pray that you are always inspired, always ever motivated to go deeper. What pulls on my heartstrings sometimes is that I have those who listen and listen and listen and listen and listen, and then you are not going deeper. You're not making greater commitments. And I am not here to entertain you. I'm here to literally share with you what is going to give you leverage over situations and circumstances of sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, and our coming to a point and place where you are free, free of that which binds your spirit, free of the things that depress you and suppress you and oppress you and create the sickness, illness, and disease. But you have to be in a place and space where it matters to you that you want to show up and show out in your own and for your own sake. And so it matters to me that it matters to you that we are living in the light of the supreme intelligence of being
integritus with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, that it matters to us that we literally are given the chance to free ourselves from all of the programming, all of the delusion, all of the indoctrination, and all of that which puts us in a place where we don't feel that good about ourselves. We're not walking in the light of the truth of the all that we are. We're not respecting how divinely blessed we are and realizing the responsibility we have to care, to be realigned and re-enthroned after the efforts of all of these ones to have us disenfranchised, where we have forfeited the gift of our being and we are literally throwing ourselves away. And so I'm saying, no, I am here consistently, deliberately, intentionally to remind you that you are the gift, that there is no greater gift than you, your life, yourself, the lineages to whom you've come, what's charged on your DNA, to remind you that there is greatness that is already there, and the intention of a system of oppression to put us in a place where we don't think that highly of ourselves, to put us in a place where we're whoring daily, trying to always get something for nothing, be in the mindset that we have no real value unless we have polished wood, metal, and stone. And with all of that, then we still are not honoring the blessedness of our being, because there is no greater blessing than the gift of being, the gift of life. And so in our now moment, we are being called. There are those who realize that they have been chosen because they have never gone along with the programming. They've always asked the questions. They've always wanted to know what was happening. They've always been shut down, told to sit down, shut up, don't know. You understand? And now I'm just saying to you, the knowing comes from the desire to know. To be in a place and space where you are completely, absolutely, intensely intentional to be in absolute truth. And the absolute truth is the divinity of all being directly. And under the divisiveness that has been set so that nations and races have been warring against one another for centuries. And it is senseless to think that there is some winning in warring, that there's some valor in giving your life, in subjugating, dominating, and murdering other ones, that being trained to kill is something that is going to exalt you, when it is totally antithetical to what it is to be a human, what it is to be killing. When killing is the number one violation in life. So to have systems and governments and nations who appropriate so much of their manpower, intelligence, educated ones, resources in really creating that which devastates, that which undermines, that which kills, that which bombs and whatnot, is a misappropriation of the intelligence that they were given. Nobody is put on the planet to be murderers, liars, and thieves. We are all dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the intelligence of everything and everybody. So to war against anybody is to war against the intelligence of existence that we refer to as God. And for us to think that there are some holy wars, that's delusion. War does not make you whole. And I'm speaking to it and addressing it because there is warfare that is going on at so many different levels. So that reminding you that you have complete authority in your life to reclaim your life,
to no longer be at war within yourself, to come to a point and place where you are realizing the nature of the warfare wherever you are, in the pollution and the contamination of the bloodstream. It's just like when those ones go to war, and what do? They poison the waters. They bomb their farms. They cut their communication. You understand? Now they're bombing the hospitals. They are literally trying to make sure that you have no opportunity to continue your lineages. So that's the game here, to phase the lineages out of existence. And so each generation has been assaulted with more artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of the stuff that's in the breakfast cereals, all of the things that are in the candies, all of the things that are being marketed to children, all of that which can sit on shelves for indefinitely. And so I am the voice to remind us that we are living beings, and that which nourishes us has to be living and has to have life force. We can eat just about anything. It does not matter. But we cannot eat just anything and then walk in the fullness of the light and the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And so we have the aspiration, the opportunity to aspire towards greatness. We have the opportunity to aspire towards harmony with Mother Earth, Mother Nature. We have the opportunity to care to literally be some of the most dynamic thinkers upon the planet, to rewrite this script, to come to a point and place where we're no longer complicit, complacent, and co-conspiring with our own oppression. We're in a place and space where it should matter to us that we stand on behalf of life. But when the food industry is predicated on the captivity, the bastardization, the domination, the poisoning, the slaughter of other beings, and then their carcasses is fed to you all as food, then know that this is the primary reason why there is so much suffering. Because what is done unto these ones are being done, is being done to those of you who participate with it. And so I'm saying to you, for those who keep listening to me, I'm wanting to go deeper in terms of your realization that you have the opportunity to shift the frequency of everything and everybody around you, particularly if you've been diagnosed with anything, particularly if you're concerned about the heart palpitations, if you're concerned about the neuropathy, if you're concerned about any issue that is developed in your tissues that they want to diagnose as some kind of sickness, illness, or disease, I want you to know that you can be free from it. You can be free from the medications and the pharmaceuticals. You can be free from the depression and the oppression. You can be free from all of it, but you have to choose life. And you have to really consciously care to remember that when you look into your own eyes, it is the Spirit of God that is there first. And the reason for the oppression is so that you are not in integrity with the truth of yourself as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is God, godly, God-centered, loving, compassionate, merciful, forgiving, understanding that we don't have the character, we don't have the virtues of character that are consistent with that which is the source of our being. This is oppression. To have us on a spiritual, emotional, mental lockdown, where we are not accessing the gifts, the beauty, the depth of realization, understanding, and understanding that allows us to really exalt and exert a full effort in having a beneficial impact and effect in our living. So there are those ones who are infamous. They are known for all of the people that they've killed. They're monuments to these people in the world. This is insane. And there's so much in terms of the historical reality of the conquest of imperialism against the whole planet that at this particular point in time, being immersed in the reality of the call to rise on behalf of all of those whose blood has been spilt, to come to a point where we care to be reinstated in the stature of who and whose we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, to come to a point and place where we are no nonsense, no compromise, and doing that which is truly in honor of the lineages through whom we've come. To be in a place and space where we know that the duty, obligation, and responsibility of what it is to be men, the progenitor of lineages, and what it is to be womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, we are here to exalt life. And to be in a place where we have been dominated by religious culture and miseducation, to be in a place where we are no longer having an understanding that life is to be exalted. Life be before culture. Life before religion. Life before your jobs. Life before your passions, your lusts. Life is to be exalted. Not your right to be wrong. Not your willingness to be sin-filled. But your gift to life, to be a life giver. The perpetuator and the progenitor of lineages, to ensure that there's somebody greater and more beautiful and more dynamic than you because you brought them through. That we're ensuring the progression. We're ensuring the representation of our lineages in the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God. I'm the one that's just reminding you that that is the end game. You understand? That's the end game, is the kingdom of God being established all over the planet, because those of us who will be committed to living, those of us who will be committed to consecrating our bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, those of us who will no longer participate in our own oppression, those of us who will accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to return the earth and the beauty of the earth to something that everybody can appreciate. I'm just saying, what you do in your life matters. And if you don't care to have a beneficial impact and effect, if you don't care to be filled to overflowing with absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, you don't have to choose it. But if you don't choose it, you won't create anything greater. Because the virtues of character that align us with the source of our being is that. It's about the exertion of a full life's urge. Every other intelligence of existence exalts a full effort in its living. It does nothing to undermine itself. And it responds to love. It responds to care. And at this particular point, love and our looking at how we're loving, if we're loving, and to come to a point where we care to be the epitome of love. Love being the harmony of the truth of the divinity of all being. Love being that which allows us to respect and reverence and appreciate love and appreciate and to really treasure and cherish and intentionally gift of the giving of ourself, because what you will be remembered for, you have the opportunity to make that decision. It doesn't have to be left to chance. You say, oh, well, you know, that guy, he would eat anything, anywhere, at any given point in time. That's what you want to be remembered for. Oh, you know, she just turned it out. Everywhere she went, she turned it out. Her dress was way up to here, and she'd just be bouncing and going on. You have the opportunity to choose what you'll be remembered for. And I'm saying, no, we are going to be remembered for living an exalting life. Not by virtue of how many children we undermined. Not by virtue of how much poison we perpetuated. You understand how much we... how many alcoholics we created, how many cancer is this, and how many disease that. I'm just saying that we as a humanity of people can no longer think that your life can be sustained without a full effort in your living. Our coming to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we honor the gift and the blessedness of our being. Are coming to a point and place where we are literally loving being because we are accepting correction and we're forgiving and we're releasing and we're letting go and we're not beating ourselves up for our transgressions, but that we're loving ourselves, we're forgiving ourselves. We know that everything that we are experiencing, we have had something to do with it. It's not just that we're victims, but in order to be victorious over situations and circumstances, it matters that we care to take personal responsibility, to care to be able to respond to what is needed in any now moment towards the greater good. And our being in a place and space where we love each and every day. We love our walk. We love being on the earth. We love being in the heavens. We love dwelling in eternity. We love being able to transcend the thought of the mundane world and being able to dwell already in the ever-embracing arms of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that we are really understanding that we are in an ocean of nothing but consciousness, and we are choosing the level of consciousness that we live in. We're in consciousness. You understand? We're not in America. We are in an ocean of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in the waters of life, and we are these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And so to be supremely intelligent is everybody's gift. To be spirits in these bodies and to know that our bodies constitute the first environment. So whatever's going on in these bodies is going to have something to do with how we show up. And whether or not we are able to unlock the gifts through our DNA, through our lineages. But when you have been put on a DNA lockdown with behavior modifying chemicals, then there has to be an intensity of intention and effort in liberating yourselves from all of the components of toxicity. So everybody acknowledges all the toxins and looking at the, they call them the chemtrails, and oh, the water is this, and oh, the food is this. But your body has been assaulted with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of alcohol, tobacco, wacky weed, all of this stuff. Your body is more toxic than anything that you are in consciousness of. Your body is more toxic. That's what's causing a disease. But it doesn't have to stay that way. That's what I'm really reminding us, is that the body is so intelligent that it is literally cleansing daily. And all we're having to do is to respect that you're perfectly and divinely designed to be healing, to be regenerating, to be rejuvenating. That's the perfect, divinely designed, infused intelligence upon every atom and every cell of your being. So our conscientiousness, our care, our consideration, our respect, our appreciation, our reverence, our cherishing and treasuring the reality
that we have been gifted by the source of being itself to walk as points of its own presence, to be free from sickness, illness, disease, despair, depression, violation, lack, impoverishment, all of that. Because all of that is the evidence of our not remembering the truth of the divinity of ourselves. All of that is the evidence of there being an agenda to make sure that we do not acknowledge and respect and reverence and appreciate the divinity of ourselves and of all other beings. If we do not do anything different, particularly now, then you are sealing yourself with a tragic date with fate. And you don't know the kind of suffering that you will bring upon yourself when you are resistant to the truth and your duty and obligation and responsibility as a living being to life itself. And we may feel that it is our personal degree of freedom to choose death, to choose sickness, illness, and disease. And I'm saying that that is nothing natural. That naturally, if you had not been tampered with, if there was no agenda in place through a capitalistic system fueled by an imperialist agenda to conquer and divide, you would not be doing anything to undermine yourself or your children or disrespect, dishonor the lineages through whom you've come. The behavior has been modified, but we have leverage because you can be free by exerting and exalting a full effort in your living, your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purification, so that you are walking in the light of the truth of the one that you actually are, as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which means that your gift is your immortality. Your gift is the capacity for consistent regeneration, rejuvenation, and healing. Your gift is the knowing of how to facilitate it. Your gift is to be able to connect with the cosmic mother, universal mother, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and to be in a place and space where you are liberating the divine feminine that is already in you. And we are truly here to be the nourishers, the nurturers, the healers. We should never have been under a system of oppression that was created by those who have not ever loved us. Those who have never ever really honored and respected life. But these are the ones we go to for remedy after being herded like cash cows, fed like cows, fed like pigs, fed like chickens, fed like all of that. To the degree to which we have all this cancer, heart disease, diabetes, tumors, and this, and the only thing they give us is more poison. The system is not a broken system. It's a dead system because it brings no life. And the people who perpetuate it will lose their hold and their grip onto life if they do not return to their source. If we do not exalt a full effort for our correction, everybody can exert and exalt a full effort to reverse these issues. From the blackest black to the whitest white, it is not anybody's purpose in being to be killers, murderers, liars, deceivers, or to be cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death. I'm encouraging you, commit to your living, commit to your forgiving, your releasing, your letting go, your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, your consecration, so that you are joining the children of God in our rising and our resurrection. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.